Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John. Mark, how are you this morning?
Yes, sir. Very, very good. I am seeing, I don't think it's my imagination, but I'm seeing a good deal of home construction around Commerce. I don't know what explains it, and it seems to me that it's beyond the norm that we've seen an uptick in activity there.
Well, you know, John Mark, we have people come to the chamber all the time, builders wanting to know, wanting to be hooked up with people who have property, or some of them are doing on spec. There's a lot of homes that are being built right now on speculation, but there are some that people just have a need for a nice house and want to upgrade their homes. I know Becky Thompson is building quite a few over on the south side of Colfer there, but at the same time, there's a lot of people are putting up homes that are median price homes as well, and the city has received some of this property from some of these homes that they've been tearing down, demolishing around town, and I think it's a real good sign that there's some building going on some of those lots as well, and it's just, you know, Commerce is growing, and I think there's a real push for the people at the university to live in town and to be part of the community, and they want to be. And I think it's one of the things that we, and we've been, you know, advocating this for a long, long time to do that. And I think it's coming to fruition.
Of course, Dr. Keck has been promoting a plan to redevelop that area just south of the campus. And in fact, one of the new homes I'm referring to is on Monroe Street,
right,
just south of the campus across the street from St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, nice brick home. And then I've seen some duplexes going in over on the east side of town. A lot of people maybe don't travel over that way, but just to the north of Highway 11,
right,
down one of those residential streets.
And they call that a dormitory.
Oh,
it's a fourplex, and with a kitchen in the middle, and with the bedrooms around the outside of it, and so that's a new concept as well. So there's some really cool things going on in the building for people to have a place to stay.
We're talking with Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Now some business activity: the Fire and Ice massage business that has been on Monroe Street for quite some time and sold a while back. They are redeveloping themselves or reimagining themselves, and they're moving downtown, and they're going to be called Shear, S-H-E-A-R, Relaxation downtown.
Right. It's going to be a day spa, and it's in the Oddfellows building at the corner of Main and right on the square,
right
between Alamo and Main, the big building there, and they've been working
across from the Panda,
across from the Panda and across from Cowhill Express.
Okay,
where the front door is. They've been working on it for about a year.
Oh, it's going to go all the way across.
Right. Right.
I see.
And the entrance is on Main Street. From what I understand, they're going to have a hair salon in there. They're going to have a nail salon. They're going to have massage therapy. It's going to be a full-fledged day spa. And it's beautiful. The inside, they've really done a good job on fixing that place up. And, you know, we've got a lot of really nice things happening in downtown Commerce right now, John Mark. Well, in Commerce as a whole, with Too Good now. You know, Too Good's been open for a while. We've had a grand opening. This last week, they started making the homemade ice cream that's frozen while you wait. Oh, my gosh. You know, you can't go by there if you're on a diet, that's for sure. But it is wonderful, wonderful food. It's wonderful, you know, and they're doing really well. We've got Too Good, of course. Karen and Randy Starks and Daniel have really done a really good job with that. They have a lot of candy. They have gourmet popcorn. They have gourmet cupcakes. You name it, they've got it in there. It's really a great, great place.
And now they're doing homemade ice cream.
Homemade ice cream as well. So, you know, and they changed their hours. I think they open at noon now, open till 9 o'clock at night. And it's really a good thing. We, you know, of course, Tokyo Express is really doing well. One of the new businesses in Commerce are coming up on a year. that they've been here, and they are of amazing food as well. 211 Boutique, of course, is downtown. Muggs is downtown. Muggs is the probably success story of commerce lately. They were expecting, 40, 50 people a day, and they have close to 200 people a day coming in there to buy a gourmet coffee and latte, and it's a place people just go hang out, and it's kind of away from the university, but there's more university kids in there.
I see a lot of students in there, sure, too. Yeah. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.